Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Monday morning here in the bunker in Western Canada. Could be afternoon where you are, or evening in Norway. We've already heard from Trent. John in Winnipeg writes in, John, he's checked in. Where's the sound machine today, Rod? Yeah, guys. You want to get the horns out, George? There you go. Can you do it again? That didn't take you long. DuPont told me in the break that he has a massive splitting headache. That's a quote. And he's just running onto the set now. He was in the bathroom tossing his lunch, I think. Tossing his breakfast. Now he's back.
No, that was no replay in December.
We're going to get to the crappy news in a second. I was talking about the affliction that I suffer from, and I can't, well, one of them. And I said it was hyper something, but I can't remember what. People are writing in, attention deficit disorder, Rod. What else could it be? Somebody else says it's definitely not ADHD. I'd go with ADD, though that sounds more accurate. I figured it out while I was in the washroom. It's called hyper excitement.
There you go.
And it just came to me. Google it. It's a thing. Hyper excitement. It's when you can't bite your tongue. You have the inability. Society calls it no filter. I'm not saying Duran has hyper excitement. He exhibits the traits of having hyper-excitement. When I got called in from my past job and told repeatedly by my bosses, we're getting complaints, you're unpredictable, we're getting complaints, so nobody knows what's the next thing out of your mouth. I'm like, I know, that's why my show makes $1 million a year, because nobody knows the next word out of my mouth. What's the problem? It's making you a lot of money. But they didn't like it. But there's something, it's very rare. Did you not? Why do people just hang on everything that Duran says? Because you never know the next thing out of their mouth. You can't bite your lip. You don't have a filter. Yep. It makes us ideal for this.
Oh, for sure it does. You always know that there's a viral moment just right around the corner. You never know when it's going to come, so you can't look away. You
right.
never know when someone's going to make a stupid comment and get yelled at. You just don't know.
Tyler's watching it. Tyler, our social media guy, says hyper excitability, the state or condition of being unusually or excessively excitable at a period of hyper excitability of all or most of the reflexes. Ding! Tell him what he's won, Bob. Hyper excitability. I have it. And I could name guys that do, but that's not for my business. Carlos in Indianapolis is watching and says, come for the sports topics, stay for the psychology lesson. These are the things that I read and that I learn on the off time when I'm not here. I'm reading about stuff like this.
It's a buffet around here.
Yeah, but I'm saying I'm not just an ugly face, Darren.
Oh, we know that.
Do you want to get to the bad news?
I guess.
We had Jim Hobson and James Wilder Jr. in Hour 1. Coming up, Tori Gurley and Kai Williams, and the guys will tell me when they're logged in. And we do have a whole spate of listeners here in Hour 2 that weren't with us in Hour 1. So the breaking news is that Canada West has canceled all fall sports today. That was number one of our quick six show topics today. So we knew it was coming. John Keane and Quinn Phillips broke the news yesterday. And here we are. And sorry to the other sports, the one that we're... Look at the damn desk. Rams, Dinos. We never did get that Huskies thing. Canada West helmet here. We're most interested in football, okay?
Yeah.
And so they're not playing. Now, a month ago, I believe it was May 14th, they announced a revised format for the football. That's out the window. This is changing by the day. So, and then Jim Hobson came on. You all know him as the Canadian Football Hall of Famer and Ryder president. Winning two great cups, but he's now, we said he was the chairman of the Husky Athletics Board of Directors or something? Something like that?
Yeah.
And he just said what a headache this is, and they knew that it was coming, this announcement today. He went on to say he doesn't think the CFL will play either. As each day goes on, it doesn't look like they will. But I did have a PFC source this morning tell me that the Junior Football Conference, this Prairie region, is going to play this year. That's the Winnipeg Rifles, Saskatoon Hilltops, Regina Thunder, Calgary Colts, Edmonton Huskies, Edmonton Wildcats. Now, that's subject to change, too. I tweeted that this morning. The Hilltops, kind of said, hey, it's not confirmed. That's what we're talking about. But damn, that's got people excited. Where do you stand on all of this?
I mean, I love, the excitement part. I mean, the U Sports stuff sucks. It really does. I know. I don't think that this has anything to do either with classes. I mean,
you don't?
No, I don't think it has. I don't think so, because there's 18,000 people in a university, the U of S, 18, 20,000 people. There's not that many people on a football team. So it's more of a controlled environment. If you're hanging around the same football players every day, that's kind of your virtual household. That's not a big deal, I don't think. And, it's not if one can play, if one can't play, nobody can play. If you can't go to school, then how are you going to have sports? Completely different. I think you can do it without, especially if you're moving to online classes and things like that. I think that's important. But you just can't be on the wrong side of this. You can't be on the wrong side of this. If you let them play sports and all of a sudden somebody gets sick and it starts to spread within your team and within your conference and now within provinces, and there's no coming back from that. I mean, that could shut a program down, especially if it leads to any fatalities or, a spread amongst the provinces again. There's just no coming back from that. So, I think when you look at the Canada West, you look at the upside, you look at the downside, and there's just not as much reward to playing when you look at the risks that they're facing.
Joe in Winnipeg has written in just ahead of Tory Gurley. Says, are those rings in front of those helmets rods? No, they're not. They're not mine. This is the St. Louis Blues. These were sent to us by a viewer. St. Louis Blues replica Stanley Cup. Clemson Tigers replica Natty. And Edmonton Oilers 1984 Stanley Cup. Sent to us by a viewer. Very beautiful. We put them out here. Sorry to cut you off on that, but we got Tory Gurley coming up, and we're going to keep Tory for a while because it's been a while since we chatted with him, and always enjoy our visits on video chat. Can we bring in Tory? NFL alum, CFL alum, alum of everything, South Carolina Gamecocks. How you doing, Tory?
What's going on, big dog? Congratulations.
Thanks for the wonderful message, by the way. I was waiting to thank you in person for our one-year anniversary. For those that don't know, you look great, resplendent, actually. Other than that, where do you want to start today, Tory? Because there's a lot of things to get to with you. What do you want to start?
It doesn't matter. Whatever you have in mind, I'm open.
Then you're going to be the very first one that I've asked this to. 20 years in the CFL with me, I never really asked a black player, what was it like growing up? I asked one guy, actually, Danny Barrett, and he came unglued on me. You remember Danny Barrett? He was just like, I don't want to talk about it. He's with the Houston Texans now, running back coach. I get it. There's wounds there. So can you speak for yourself? What was it like growing up in America as a person of color?
It was difficult. I understood at a young age, because I grew up in a single-parent home, but I was blessed to have a lot of coaches, a lot of mentors, and a lot of strong men, white and black, to lead the way. But it was extremely difficult because I saw both ends of the spectrum. I've been wrongfully accused for things that I've never done before. Not saying I'm some perfect kid, but just the stereotype. I understood, I got to make sure I'm better than everyone. And that's what kind of drove me to be the man I am today. I understood that I'm not going to get as many chances as someone else of a different color, or someone that's Caucasian or whoever. I'm a black man, so I understood I had to be perfect. And, I really just used that as motivation. And unfortunately, with my father being in and out of my life and me having to look to others, I grew up idolizing guys like Uncle Phil on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or Barack and Michelle Obama, like seeing a black couple together, because I didn't have that in my house and we didn't have that in our community. Unfortunately, if you go to a little league football game or whatever, you'll see the mothers out there screaming. But if you look around and ask where the dad's at, they're nowhere to be found. So, I make sure that, I'm a person that try to set an example. And anyone who I meet that's older, I try to ask questions, especially black couples. How did you stay married for so long? How did you do this? I'm always asking because, it's just something we don't see as much. And I want to be one of those people to be an example for the guys coming behind me.
Awesome. And I would say keep doing it. You're an example of somebody that didn't want for you what you had growing up. And it, so it came from in here, not something that you were necessarily taught. But obviously, your mom's a very strong person. Now, do you want to move on to football or do you have any other thoughts on that?
No, more thoughts on that was I understood that sports was an avenue. You know, I was like, you know what? I'm blessed with this body type. I'm athletic. I'm not just an athlete, but I can think. Like, I understand the game like a coach. And that's something that I rubbed Steve Spurrier and I, we did not see eye to eye in college because I was a person that spoke my mind. I was like, coach, I think that's full of crap. We shouldn't run this play. And he's looking at me like, kid, what are you talking about? Like, you. And I'm sitting here watching the game and I'm seeing it like from a coach's perspective. Like I was a guy when I was coming up, I was able to take a playbook and learn it in a few hours. Like it usually take guys a couple weeks, couple months. Some guy, I know some players that are Pro Bowlers and Super Bowl champs that still don't even know their plays. They got to have someone on the field telling them what to do. They have to be tagged. So with me being blessed with the brain, it was something that I saw where it intimidated white men. You know, like, this guy is smart, he's athletic, and he knows what he's talking about. And that was something I had to learn to adjust to. I was like, you know what? I know my place. I don't want to go out here and show my coach up, but I'm going to make sure I go in this meeting and I'm going to let him know, hey, that's where you messed up on, or you did this. And now we was able to build a relationship knowing, like, you know what? Tory is a guy that's going to hold me accountable. And I took it both ways. So it was something that was different. And a lot of young men, they're kind of afraid to come out of their shell because they're like, if I say the wrong thing, I might lose my job or whatever. But it's all about just being who you are. And that's something I learned from you. I reached out to you a couple months ago and I asked you, hey, Rod, how do I do this better? You know, I'm getting a lot of backlash from my alma mater at South Carolina. Like, how do you weather this storm? And literally, you showed me how to tackle it head on. So it's not just a white, black, a black on black thing. Like, I'm a person that if I don't know the answer, I'm going to go to someone that does. And I'm going to make sure I take full advantage of it and exercise it and pass it on. And that's something that, you know, I really take a lot of pride in. And I'm very thankful for having strong men in my life, including yourself and my mentors.
Well, I appreciate that, by the way. And that's what we just talked about last hour with James Wilder. Deron fell out of favor with the Argos for speaking up in a meeting on a football-related issue. And maybe that's part of the reason why he's blackballed. Deron speaks his mind. You know, you've already been through that. Maybe you want to give Deron a call. I'll give you his number. But it's just hard to bite your lip sometimes. You know, that's all. By the way, we do have a question from Brady in Saskatoon. This is a nice segue. What do you think the chances are of Colin Kaepernick returning to the NFL? You saw the commissioner's speech on Friday night, or his clip, two-minute clip. Do you think it means anything if Colin's not signed?
You know what? I'm going to speak from my perspective. If I'm Colin Kaepernick, I would not want to be back in the NFL because it would feel like guys felt sorry for you. And that's being in the NFL is the ultimate alpha male. You don't want someone being like, the reason why you're here is because we felt sorry for you. You want to be there because you earned that. You went out there, you fought for it, and people know, like, I'm a good ball player. From a football standpoint, Colin was playing bad football, like, towards the end of his career. It's not like he was lighting up the scoreboard. You know, the clips they show of him being in the Super Bowl, the Niners versus the Ravens, that was years ago. That, if we go back and watch how he played with Chip Kelly, from a skill standpoint, he wasn't playing well. You know, he lost a lot of weight. I think he was one of the first few athletes to go like completely vegan. He went from being like 225, he was down like 205 or something like that. It was a lot of things he was experimenting with on his body, and it ended up hurting him on the field because he was the same player that we were accustomed to watch him play when he was playing at such a high level.
I'm just sitting listening.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying that. So you're saying he probably doesn't want a contract then. Is that kind of what you're saying?
No. Yeah, I would say he would want to earn it. And I think as of now, something about the National Football League is they move on fast. You know, if you're out of the league a couple of weeks, it feels like a whirlwind. But when you've been out a few years, it's kind of hard to get back to who you are. And that's something that as a pride, you know, you think you're still that guy until you actually put those pads on and you realize, like, these young cats, they're hungry and they're out here balling. Like we have so much talent in Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, and you have Tua Tagovailoa. Like these guys really can play. So if Kaepernick comes out there and he doesn't look like his Super Bowl self, that will only hurt his self-esteem because he just doesn't want to be there carrying a clipboard. And I think that's one of the problems with Cam Newton as well. We've seen Cam Newton play at such a high level, and we expect him to be Superman. And if he goes out and lays an egg, we all going to write him off. I mean, that's the thing about sports is we don't discriminate. We only want winners out there.
One of our viewer, Tyler, writes in, says CFL team should be running after Cap. They could get him for the rookie max, $85,000. Well, he wouldn't be subject to that because he's not Canadian, right? But, well, Cap's been offered. I think last I heard, is he on Montreal's necklace? Maybe him. He's not coming. He's not interested. But one other, well, somebody wants to ask you about your barbecuing skills, so be thinking about that. But I got to ask you this. I mean, you talk about teams move on fast. They do. They don't want the distraction. So you better be really good. And you're saying Cap might not be that good to warrant the distraction. And it's like, I'll segue that to Tampa Bay. There's word.
Antonio Brown.
I was just going to say that. Like, AB, there's talk of him coming to Tampa. The USA Today has the Bucs predicted to win 10 games and the Patriots 8. And AB may be part of that. He may not. But what do you think about the Bucs? And would they take a chance on AB, do you think?
I don't think they'll take a chance at Antonio Brown. And the reason why I say that is that you can have too many chefs in the kitchen. And I think right now what Tampa has is organic. You already have Chris Godwin. You have Mike Evans. And now you have a plethora of tight ends from Gronk to O.J. Howard. You have so many guys. There's only one football. And last time I checked, these guys are used to getting targets, and those targets are really going to be to diminish. So now it's going to come down to when you get the ball, however it comes to you, you have to make a play on it. And sometimes you can try to do too much or try to do the most because you understand like these possessions are limited. So I'm actually going to see how Tom Brady's leadership skills are with him not being in New England. Because in New England, you had Bill Belichick, and the culture was do your job. So if you got 10 or 15 targets 1 week and you got zero the next week, it's the Patriot way. Being in Tampa, they're not known for winning. You know, these guys, a lot of these guys who were getting targets last year, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, the reason why they were doing that is because they were playing from behind. When you're playing from behind, you throw the ball. You're trying to get points so you can get back in the game. What happens when the run game is actually working and it's a low scoring 17-14 game and you're just trying to get the win? You know, that's going to be something that I really get to see Tom Brady exercise and see if he's a guy that really can lead a bunch of individuals. Because if he can lead these guys into a Super Bowl, he's already the GOAT. But I would have even more respect for him because I know from a player perspective, if I'm used to getting the ball X amount of times, that's what you want and that's what you want to receive. So we'll see how that all works out in the next couple months with football season coming up.
That's why you are a fantasy god. And that's when you're going to make your money is when they get back to playing and all your fantasy tips. Okay, two questions. You can either choose one or go real fast on each answer. People want to know about your prowess on the barbecue. You got to follow Tori's social media for that. TGurley81. It's awesome. And the other, Tori's thoughts on Drew Brees. Were his comments blind and his apology truthful, or was his apology a save face?
I'll do both. First of all, Drew Brees, he didn't have any empathy. You know, he was only speaking from his perspective. Like, he's been in this bubble, and it happens. You know, I'm upset with Tiger Woods as well. Tiger is so far removed from the African-American culture because he's made so much money. And that's a testament to how hard he has worked. But he doesn't understand, like, Tiger, you are a black man. I know you might want to call yourself something else, but if you were out here in the street protesting, they're going to look at you and like, that's a black guy, before they say that's Tiger Woods. But with Drew Brees and his comments, his teammates held him accountable. Black America has held him accountable. And I think he's going to be a person that really take the initiative and try to learn from this. I think he has teammates in the locker room, Malcolm Jenkins, Mike Thomas, guys that's really going to put their arm around him and be like, you know what? Let me bring you to to my hood. Let me bring you to my upbringing. Let me show you how the things you talked about or oblivious to, how they affected my life in particular, and how we can build on this. So I think Drew would be someone that he bounced back from it, but yeah, he's getting a lot of backlash. And last but not least, on the grill, I am a grill master. Every Sunday, I love to cook out. I use charcoal. I don't use propane. I love the smell. Even though I come in the house and I'm smell all dirty, I shower as soon as I'm done. But I do chicken. I always marinate all my meat, and I make sure I play some good music. I have me a cigar, have me some wine or a good strong beverage.
It's an event.
And it's an event. It's a good time. And Kim loves it. Kim and I, we eat and we smile and we dance and we have a good time. And I'm telling you, when I come out to SAS, we're gonna barbecue what we're gonna do, we're gonna have a show and we're gonna cook at the same time.
I love it. He's the char king.
Yeah.
I think that's a brand of briquettes, charcoal briquettes. That's his secret. Charcoal, yes. Briquettes, charcoal. Not propane.
Kingsford.
There you go.
Kingsford. There you go. I go Kingsford. I only use Kingsford.
Same as my dad. That's the secret. There you go. No charge. Anything for Tori?
That's awesome.
Before we let him go?
I'm good.
Just okay.
Can't wait to see you down here and get you into the bunker and get that barbecue going.
My best to Kim, yeah. Tori. Be well.
Yes, sir. Congrats again.
Thank you. Thanks for all you do for us. Tori Gurley, our NFL CFL insider, and his fiance is from Strasbourg. It's a long story. We don't have time here, but it's a good one. What if the engagement's on hold because of the pandemic? That would suck.
Yeah, it would.
So much to get to today. Thank you for Tori. He's a king. We got Kai Williams coming up with the Saskatchewan Rattlers. A lot of topics on the table today. We'll get to them in a sports update when we come back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and staying healthy.
At Capital GMC, we've taken steps to help customers who are buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive from home, or let us know if you need service work.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at capitalgmc.ca.
Stay safe,
be kind to each other,
and wash your hands.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5. Our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4. We knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3. Our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2. You never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I want to check the poll results here. And our next guest could answer this. Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center poll question today. If you were an athlete, pro or amateur, would you want to play in 2020? Hundreds of votes on this. 80% of people saying yes, they would. Breaking news coming down the pipe today. Canada West canceling its fall schedule of sports. That includes basketball, rugby, soccer. You mentioned basketball and hockey, but they will potentially be played shortened seasons.
Yeah, they can play in the winter semester. Now, that's obviously going to change as you get closer and you get more information. But just right now, spring camps, we've already missed that and all those types of things. And you get into August and training camps open. It's interesting, though, making that decision so early and not waiting. But, players got to make plans for the fall. And
exactly.
You need time.
And the other topic on the table from a football perspective is the PFC. One PFC source, a very solid, strong one, telling me they plan to kick off a six-game season September 1st, splitting their six-team league into two conferences, and they play amongst each other. The Hilltops are in that league, and they're telling me, not just yet. Not confirmed, we're talking about it. So, something to keep. But the schooling isn't really an issue with the PFC. But it's the perfect model. Canadian players, traveling by bus, you're not paying them. Mm-hmm. Would be the easiest league to play. To the sports, just ahead of Kai Williams. Sports update. David Calabrese and Cooper Davis are heading into this year's Major League Baseball draft without expectations. The two Canadian players are still hoping to hear their names called by pro teams, of course. They just know the chances of that happening are a lot slimmer in years past. Major League Baseball's annual draft has been slashed from 40 rounds to 5. Only 160 players will be selected, down from 1,217 last year. The Blue Jays hold the number 5 overall pick in Wednesday's draft, their highest draft position since taking Vernon Wells at number 5 in 1997. New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees has apologized for comments he made in an interview regarding his opposition to Colin Kaepernick's kneeling during the national anthem. Now his wife has apologized as well, saying, "We are the problem." Brittany Brees shared those words in an Instagram post Saturday, along with a Bible verse and two quotes from Martin Luther King, including one that said, "In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends." And Kevin Harvick cruised to victory Sunday over Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. in the NASCAR Cup race at Atlanta Motor Speedway, leading the final 55 laps on a day that began with the series acknowledging the social unrest in the country. Before taking the green flag, the 40 cars stopped in front of the towering empty grandstands on the front stretch to listen to a message from NASCAR President Steve Phelps and observe a 30-second moment of silence in the wake of George Floyd's death while in police custody. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. At long last, they are open to 50% capacity. Wendell Clark's, see at Wendell's. Did I say Idlewild and Circle Drive? You can actually go there now, 50% capacity. And for Ben Cahoon's Energy Bars, did you bring them out? Look at this. Look at these guys. Could you put the camera on, Dupes? We don't even need to ask. They're shipping us these G2G protein bars, 7 delicious flavors, fresh, all natural, healthy, and delicious. Ben Cahoon, the Canadian Football Hall of Famer, is the Canadian sales rep for this. Are you going to bust them open right on set?
I can.
Do you need my pen to?
I might need the pen.
Nice hands.
Got it.
20% off for RP Show viewers. Go to g2gbars.ca. That's good to go. G2G.ca. Enter the promo code RP Show and get 20% off. Man, those are so good. So, can you put the camera back on? Look at these things. It's like gold. It's a treasure chest.
Chocolate peanut butter.
We don't even need to order these. You just keep sending them. Obviously, they're selling them like crazy. Okay, for after the show. That's lunch. Kai Williams is our next guest. Can you throw my pen back? I might need it. That's hands.
There we go.
Of the Saskatchewan Rattlers. South Dakota product, and he joins us today on video chat. How you doing, Kai? No volume from Kai. Oh, we got him now? We got volume? Hang on. Can you say that again? How you doing, Kai?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good. By the way, I've known Kai and Jamal as brothers since they were kids. Because of the U of R and Canada West theme through your family, what do you think of the news today that they've canceled the fall sports? Any thoughts on what this means for post-secondary athletes?
It's going to impact everybody a lot, and it's really unfortunate to hear. My brother is currently one of the assistant coaches for the Cougars, so he's not really happy about the news, and obviously they want to get back on court as soon as possible, but at the same time, with everybody's health and safety in mind, they're understanding of it.
That's the thing. And it's similar to the junior hockey players, the NHL players, NBA, that have either been paused or canceled. Everybody's going through us. It's now just going through virtual stages, and it just sucks for everybody. But I got to ask you this. I saw Jamal in the gas station not that long ago. I don't know if he told you. And he said, hey, he said, year-end tournament. And we were thinking it was going to be in Saskatoon for the CEBL, but they're talking Southern Ontario. What do you know about this upcoming season for the Rattlers and the eight-team league?
Honestly, just the same as you, that they want to do a tournament in Ontario. Obviously, certain precautions would go in and would be covered and whatnot to make ensure everybody's safety. I think it would be great if we could do it, obviously, to ensure everybody's safety and to get back on the court. I was surprised, though, that they were going to do it in a place like Ontario instead of maybe a place like Saskatchewan where the cases are so low. But I do understand that there's more teams out in Ontario, so that does make sense as well.
You know, you heard me say, I think our poll question is, if you're an athlete, would you want to play? I'll ask you what your personal answer is to that, and what are your teammates and friends saying about coming back to play? Because there's some fear in the NBA, NHL. Some guys don't want to. So what's the word amongst your circle?
Well, I know that a lot of my like friends or teammates and stuff would be interested in playing for sure. Personally, as long as everything can be ensured in terms of like right precautions, I would have no problem with playing. So, you know, everybody's competitive. They're passionate. You know, we have a strong love for the game, so everybody wants to get out on the court. And I think that if certain leagues and can ensure everybody's safety and that they'll do a good job with maintaining that, I don't know many guys that would oppose to play at all this summer.
How did the signing of you and the Rattlers come to be, by the way? I'm calling up the news release here. April 7th is when the Rattlers announced it. And for those that have been following your career for a long time, kind of brought a smile to our face. But it also kind of came out of the blue. How did it come to be?
So last year I got contacted by Greg Jockums to possibly play this past season or in their first season. And I was unable to come home because my daughter was going to be born on June 1st. So we stayed in the UK for that. And then I just reached out to Barry once I heard of his new appointment. And me and Barry have a little bit of history through him being at Holy Cross while I was at Campbell. So just reached out to him and just gauged any interest. And we got talking from there, and then just led to a contract eventually being sent over shortly after.
South Dakota State University is where Kai went after attending Campbell. I was with D1, by the way. Was it 3 years that you played with the Jackrabbits? How was that experience, by the way, before going pro in Europe for so long?
I played all my 4 years eligibility down at SCSU. So from 2006 to 2010. So it was a great experience. Obviously, learned a lot about myself being that far away from home, and having some great coaches and some great teammates. So it was a great experience. I definitely wouldn't change it for anything. We weren't a very good team my first 2 years, but my last 2 years we finished fifth in the conference, so we were much better. It was a great experience overall. And I think having a coach like Scott Nagy really definitely prepared me for professional basketball in terms of just how you have to handle yourself on and off the court.
So what has you excited about playing in the CEBL?
Just playing back in Canada. I always wanted to, if there was any opportunity to play back in Canada. I really wish this pandemic wasn't going on, because I think it would be even more special to be able to play in Saskatoon and play closer to home. But just the fact that I'm able to touch down and play in Canada, that would be pretty special, because it's always been something that I've really wanted to do.
Well, special is a good term. Rattlers games are special. Obviously, they've sold you on it because you signed. But I got to ask you how excited your family is to have you back playing at home again. Well, it's a two-hour drive, but it's nothing compared to what it has been. How excited are they?
Yeah, I mean, my mom and dad have obviously traveled all over to come see us play, whether it's in the States or across Canada. And then they've made the few trips over to the UK as well to see us play. So they're definitely happy about it. I know my friends from like my teammates and stuff from high school were really happy about it. So the support, I guess, that I received once I signed was absolutely amazing. So it felt really good to be signed back home.
Okay, two last questions. Looks like your whole season is going to come down to one weekend in a tournament. That is hella weird. What is that like for you to prepare? I mean, it's the best of what we have, but it's a little strange. I mean, how are you training right now, and what are your thoughts on having your regular season basically be No regular season. It's a playoff tournament to decide it all.
Well, one good thing about a shortened season is that there's a lot of games and not very much practice. So, I mean, I know players really enjoy playing in the games, obviously. So that'll be unique. But in terms of preparing, it's just home workouts, shooting on the driveway. My brother and I have been doing some Zoom calls at level 10. So we've had access to level 10 for 20 minutes before a Zoom call and 20 minutes after a Zoom call. So just honestly making the most of any opportunity I have to get on court or use a hoop. So just like everybody, kind of the natural of how we started playing the game, whether it was outside on the driveway or in our backyards, that's basically taken back to square one.
And just lastly, we've got some messages here from our viewers. Love you, Kai. From Mick, glad to have you home, friend. I mean, this is, for those that don't know, this is a big deal for the Williams family and the city of Regina, but you've referenced your brother a couple times. You come from a mixed family on this Black Lives Matter thing. What was it like growing up here, Kai, with that background? Your dad, Rich, is a basketball legend. He's from the Bronx, is he not? He's a legendary basketball guy here. Yeah, we've talked about that with him and I. But what about for you kids? What was it like growing up here with that background?
I think that it was definitely different. We have a pretty unique perspective, with my mother being white and from England, and my dad being black and from the States. I definitely, now that I'm older and able to understand maybe some of the things that were said, that there was definitely some subtle and underlying racist remarks throughout our lives growing up. I feel like we experienced more racism when we were all together as a family. So when my dad was around, obviously we were maybe treated a little bit different. And, you know, it's racism is far reaching. And even though Canada is a great place and Saskatchewan is a great place, there definitely is that goes on in our city. But I'm thankful that I grew up in a mixed family. You know, I'm able to understand people from all different walks of life and see people from all different walks of life as just human beings and whatnot. But we also grew up with a lot of great friends and family as well. So, you know, I never experienced any type of animosity or anything like that from any of my friends growing up. And I'm thankful for that. And obviously with our experiences overseas as well, that really broadened our eyes. So even though there's a lot of dark times going on right now, I'm still thankful for the life that I've been able to lead.
Well, what an outlook. Like you say, there are good things to it as well, and you've stressed those. So can't wait to see you back in action with the Rattlers. We are already big Rattlers fans here, Kai, so even more so now. Appreciate the time, and stay safe.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. You guys stay safe as well.
Thank you. Kai Williams joining us from the Saskatchewan Rattlers. And just before we go to break, there's a guy you want to cheer for, eh, Dupes?
Oh, yeah. Big time. You know, a guy who's from the province, wants to represent the team, but also, you know, a guy who's been around and he's put in the work, right? I love guys like that who have put in the work, put in the time, and they've earned the opportunity.
It's one of those guys that just exudes pro.
Yeah.
You can just wait till you see him on the court.
Yeah.
You look good there. We'll be back. We got to talk about all these topics, get to some of these questions from our viewers regarding U-Sports, PFC, all the rest, CFL, and where that's going. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Monday morning, coming to you from the bunker here in Western Canada. It's episode 250 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. Facebook Live. Catch our podcasts at Google Play Music, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. And listen live every day at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Okay, welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm just tweeting the poll. Who was Monday's rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions? And as I look, whoa, as I tweet it out, what guess? Jim Hobson, James Wilder Jr., Tori Gurley, and Kai Williams. Confession time on Tori Gurley. When he said he called me about dealing with his alma mater and I gave him the great advice.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I said.
I remember.
Is that a bad thing?
No, but I remember that the conversation took place. I remember you and I talking about it, you know, in our morning meetings. And I can say it like it happened. And, but yeah, I don't remember exactly what you said either or how the conversation
no, I don't
went
remember.
Either. But it mattered to Tori.
But I can tell you this, and here's a little peek behind the curtain, everybody. What Tori's issue was, because he was broadcasting for ESPN affiliate in Columbia, South Carolina, covering the Gamecocks, where he played. And Tori, having played in the National Football League, primarily with the Browns and the Packers, it's a big deal down there.
Yeah.
So he's literally pointing out what he didn't like about the football program in South Carolina. Well, guess who didn't like that?
The football program.
The Gamecocks.
Yeah.
So now it's coming back to me. So Tori called me. He's like, Rod, what do I do? And I said, well, you need to make a choice. Do you want to be the shill and the PR guy for the team, or do you want to just be able to have the freedom to say what you want? It's pretty clear what he picked.
Yeah.
He's not analyzing Gamecocks games anymore, but he's working for Mark Cuban's network, Access Television, out of Las Vegas. And he's been with NFL Network, SEC Network, Fox Sports Radio. So it's worked out. So it was like, do you want to stay in little Columbia, South Carolina and do that? Or be you? That's what it was. I still don't know why he's calling me. That's what I haven't figured out yet. Who the hell am I? That's what I said. How did you get my first time he called? How did you get my number? How did you even know about me?
Yeah.
And that's when I found out that his fiance was from Strasbourg. And then we've clicked ever since. Interesting, hey?
Very.
So, I'm looking at the comments here from everybody. And if you got questions, it's just me and Dupes to the top of the hour. And maybe I'll go to the Prairie Mobile text line here right now and give them some love. Oh, Barry and Whitehorse is watching. He says, it's time again for the horn, Jordan. That was supposed to be for the top six, quick six show topics, wasn't it?
I don't honestly know.
Or maybe for the,
happened.
To the text line?
Maybe.
Let's call it the text line horn. To the Prairie Mobile text line we go. I think it's a fit. From Barry and Yellowknife, have you guys ever tried to get Tom Clements on your show? The best throwing quarterback on the run ever in the NFL. Great NFL quarterbacks coach. I don't think we've tried to get Tom Clements on. I think I can speak for Clark on that one. Is he with the Packers? Quarterbacks coach?
Yeah, I think so.
Last I heard?
I'd have to check.
See if he'll do interviews. Ken in Saskatoon writes in, your guests are always fantastic, Rod. Tori gets my early vote for rock star of the day. It was a great interview as we listened to his perspective on his life as well as football. I'm glad I asked him that. By the way, what was it like for you growing up? Because I'll say this, and I can't figure out necessarily why. Having been in the CFL for as long as I have and spent that, you know, flying beside a guy for 4 hours, you get to know somebody. Nobody ever brings it up, what it was like as a black kid in the States growing up.
No.
Unless they don't offer it.
Right. Yeah, it's all about now and what's it like as an athlete and things like that. But that perspective of growing up, I mean, you look even with James Wilder Jr. and Nala, his daughter there, I mean, how much does she really understand about what's going on? But he's doing his job to educate her. And, you know, it's a different world, her growing up, than him growing up. And you hope it continues to grow. And every generation has a little bit better time and until we get to a place where we're all, you know, where we want to be. But yeah, it's interesting having these guys reflect on that far on their childhood.
Do you have any regrets?
On?
Anything.
Not really.
I have one. And something popped into my head as I read Brady's text messages here. Brady in Saskatoon writes in Prairie Mobile text line, has Darren gone to Sox full time or is he still worried about sliding all over the place? Are you wearing socks?
No, of course not.
Yeah, he's never worn socks. What are you talking about, Brady?
No.
He goes on to say, NBA coming back to play makes me very excited. A little bit of a worry on how this might impact athletes' health and injuries. Maybe on the rise, though, once they return. If I was an athlete, I would totally want to return to play. So Brady's thoughts on that, on our poll question, if you were an athlete, pro or amateur, would you want to play? I'd vote yes. You'd vote yes. Over 80% of our respondents saying yes. My regret is this. Last year when I was in Orlando at Disney World with my wife, I just figured Disney World Orlando was going to be like Disneyland at Anaheim, which Anaheim's like not even a section of land, maybe 400 acres, roughly. We could Google it. You can walk it in a couple hours. Have you been to Disney World?
Never.
Ginormous!
Really?
Like sections of land. That's the rural me coming out. City people have no idea what I'm talking about. But I mean, just huge parks, like four of them. So, of course, I got the map, and I'm looking at this. You can cover everything in Anaheim's Disneyland in an afternoon, really.
Okay.
At Disney World, it's like one park per day. And the problem is it's like $125 U.S. per day pass. You can't cover it all in a day. So when we were leaving, it was December 29th. 28th, maybe.
Okay.
And we're leaving, and I'm like, oh, there's this ESPN Wide World of Sports. Didn't that sound like something you'd want to check out?
Yeah. Of course.
But it had been a long day. It was hot, and there was people everywhere. It's Christmas, so of course all the kids are there. So as I'm driving out in my rental car, I'm looking, I got her on this side, and ESPN's Wild World of Sports on that side, and that force is just pulling me.
You gotta stop.
And I didn't. And you know what? I'm not blaming her. In retrospect, she probably wouldn't have cared. She might have wanted to see it too. But my point on all this is, if the NBA goes back to playing at Orlando's Disney World, ESPN Wide World of Sports, I at least saw enough of it to know it's massive. They won't be playing on top of each other in like some little, like the downtown Phoenix Civic Center where I've been for a basketball tournament where the courts are like all bunched right up against each other. No. Massive space for this to happen.
And that's important. You know,
you have to have it.
You have to have the facility where you can, you know, account for social distancing and things like that. There is a large number of people who are just finished with the pandemic. Right. And we've seen this on social media. There are barely any cases. Just get back to playing. It doesn't matter. Right. Let's go already. What are we waiting for? Just open everything back up. But if you notice, there's still a large population, you know, whether it's the celebrities or the athletes or people like that, who just aren't willing to take the risk yet. And it's about what you're willing to risk, you know.
That's a personality type for them, I would think.
Do you have the family? You know, are you, you got a big career that if you get sick, that's going to be in jeopardy? Things like that, you know, when you reach that certain status level, all of a sudden, every decision you make becomes that much more, dire, and the risks become that much greater. Do I want you going to Rider games with 30,000 people? Probably not. Because the risk of you catching, COVID, and then us not being able to do the show, and then, having to start from, and everything that the fallout of all of it is so great that I'd advocate for you to stay at home.
I will tell you this on that, just so you know, so you don't have to worry.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd be going to the Rider games because stadiums and arenas are germ factories anyways. You're probably going to catch it. God knows what I've caught already. Going to all these stadiums for all those years.
Well, that's a different
Secondly, 20 seasons in the Canadian Football League, 17 seasons in the Western Hockey League. That's 37 seasons that I never missed a game. It would take a hell of a lot to keep me out of just sitting in this chair, just so you know. So right. Don't worry. But that's just me. A lot of people looking for a day off any way they can find it. Not me. I don't know who wrote this. Maybe if you guys want to throw it up. He or she says, I was at Disneyland 3 days before they shut it down because of COVID-19. Oh, it's Colin in Ottawa. And you aren't covering that park in an afternoon. The average lineup was 45 minutes per ride. Colin, listen. I said you could walk it in an afternoon. I didn't say stop and go on the rides. I didn't say stop and have a hot dog. You could walk the California Adventure Park in Disneyland in an afternoon. You can do it. I've done it. You go to Disney World, Orlando, it would take you days just to walk it. I'm not talking about stopping for rides. It's sections and sections of land. And we did it. We walked one park in Orlando, and it took us all day. Stopped for a couple of rides before it even got busy. After that, no, you're not. I'm talking about landmass. Orlando's ginormous and they could do it. You don't see them talking about going to Disneyland for what? What would they do there? There's no facilities to host what they're talking about. We're going to break and come back for overtime. We'll talk about the rock star of the day. Get a little more deep into the Canada West canceling their fall schedule. What it means for athletes. Can they go play PFC? Are they going to play at all? The future of the CFL, we still haven't gotten into, but I wanted to. So that's all I had in overtime. Hang on. Rod Peterson Show continues after this on Facebook Live, Game Plus Television Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, and subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and healthy.
At Capital Ford, we've taken steps to help customers with buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive at home, and let us know when you need servicing.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at CapitalFordLincoln.com.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now,
really sucks not having
back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. It's going to be an interesting, 24 hours here or more. Guy from Kamloops by the name of Jan Antons. Looks like a pretty big deal. Vice President Kamloops Sports Council, General Manager Thompson Zone Hockey Teams, and the General Manager of the Kamloops Broncos, that is a football team, says that my report on the PFC coming back to play or starting play September 1st is not true. Well, if you recall, Tia said my report on Ken Holland being the next GM of the Oilers was not true. Remember that?
I do.
So I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying what my source told me, whom I trust. I guess we'll sit back and find out, won't we? Monday's rock star of the day. Got the graphic ready for that, boys? Yeah, hey! Rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. You know they were waiting for that at Rockstar. Jim Hobson, James Water Jr., Tory Gurley. Just for spits, I'm going to vote for James Wilder. Oh, and he's leading by 48%. Yeah. As soon as you vote, the results pop up.
That's where I'd vote, too.
James Wilder Jr., 48% leading the vote. And on that topic, and I don't know who wrote this because we can't see the names of the writers today. It's a glitch in the Facebook program that we're using. But he says, what a show. Good luck picking the rock star of the day guest. Appreciated the Black Lives Matter questions you asked your guest, Rod. You are the best at what you do, sir. Oh, thank you. That's Kelly Bruce. He's here in Saskia writing that. But further to what we were saying earlier, they don't offer it. But if you ask it, they're more than happy to share.
Yeah.
Fair? Is that it on the Prairie Mobile text line? Corey from Regina is listening and says that I should go all Howard Stern on my past jobs. I'm like, nah. I don't have it in me. I love the way Howard Stern goes on and bashes WNBC and WWW Detroit. I just don't have it in me to do that. It's pretty clear. I mentioned earlier that everybody's learning. They're getting to know all of us. They're getting to know you, me, Clark, the way that we really are.
Yeah.
And I'm a real, if anything, looking forward kind of guy.
Yep.
What's been driving me nuts in the 88 days of this pandemic is that it kind of, your human nature is to make you look back and be reflective.
Yeah.
It's not entirely bad. That's when it dawned on me. Holy spit. I interviewed John Candy in 1991 when I was 19. I forgot about that.
You had that.
Who forgets about that?
I know, right? Such a big deal. But when there's so many things that happen between then and now and, you know, the time has passed, you kind of forget all of these little things along the way.
They keep popping up.
Yeah.
Don in Ottawa is watching and says, well, if Major League Baseball self-destructs, then the Jays won't be a problem for the CFL anymore, right? Don's just being a fly in the ointment.
There's,
there.
You know what? That's
devil's
funny.
Advocate.
You know, they won't be because they're not going to be competing because they're not going to be playing. And I like the other ones. It's been a long time since the Leafs have still been alive in June. You know, that's another one that's popped up on social media.
Well, you're... Last thing before we go off the air, you're starting to realize, you know, Don doesn't like much other than the CFL and the NHL. He doesn't like baseball. He's trashing it all the time, calling it on my old show. And that's cool. We have our likes and our dislikes.
Yep.
And I want to say this. I love the CFL with every heart, you know, every cell of my body. I love junior hockey, too. I love the NHL. I love a lot of things. But how much, we're going to find out how much people really love the CFL. Because who would have thought I would ever care about Korean baseball? But I get up in the morning and check the scores. NASCAR. Now I'm in that pool with friends that have been watching it for years. They want me to give my picks. They care now that I care. So my point is this country, if the CFL dies, there's a serious, you know, people will just move on.
Mm-hmm.
They will find something else. So if you love the CFL, you really need to carry that flag, man, especially at this time. I don't know how many people there are that are that way.
I don't know either. You know, there's a whole chunk of fans who we never hear from who are diehard fans. They buy the tickets, they go to the games, but they don't really care much to put it on Facebook or to tweet about it or to talk about it in Coffee Row. But man, do they love their team, and man, do they love the CFL. We need those people to get loud and to show that there's a need and there's a want for it, and I hope that happens.
Well, we did stumble on something, and I don't know how much we're going to talk about this throughout the week, but as Jim Hobson said, I mean, don't take my word for it or his word for it. Here's a guy in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame that says it's not a debate whether the CFL needs to change its business. It needs to change its business. And are we going to wait for the league to fall and fold first and then reset it? Or are you going to make those tweaks now? I don't think you can make those tweaks to a Mike Riley that's got a long-term contract or a TSN broadcast contract that goes well into the 2020s. You kind of got to hope for it to fold. All those contracts become null and void, and you start over.
Yeah.
So my point is the CFL 1.0 even worth saving right now? Or do you just want to scorch the earth and start over? I'm kind of being tugged to that. I don't know. Let's go.
All right.
We got to get into our post-game meeting, and we got to eat all these, or some of these G2G protein
bars. We got to get into it.
Okay, see you tomorrow. Thanks to all our guests. Vote on our polls on Twitter, at Rod Peterson Show, and we'll see you here at 10 a.m. Mountain on Facebook. Live!
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.